This Tuesday is the final day of the Czech Republic's EU presidency before the country hands over to Sweden on July the 1st. The six-month presidency has seen the Czechs tackle a global financial crisis, an energy dispute between Russia and Ukraine, a crisis in Gaza, and the toppling of the country's own government halfway through. So, how did they do? That's what we ask in this week's Talking Point.
České předsednictví dosvědčilo to, že I nová členská země.
The Czech presidency of the EU showed that a newcomer, that a small country, could contribute to the bloc and leave its mark, says Prime Minister Jan Fischer, evaluating the presidency on Monday. But what sort of mark exactly did the Czechs leave? Alexander Vondra is the former Czech Minister for European Affairs. He was responsible for preparing the presidency and seeing it through until the change of government in May. What does he think the Czech EU presidency will be remembered for?
I think energy security is an important challenge for all of us in Europe, so we must be better interconnected. We must more invest into infrastructure. Eastern Partnership is an important challenge for the European Union to establish the relationship with the countries like Ukraine and others on the periphery. The economic crisis to respond this with the voice of wisdom. So to have the measures, but not to overstretch those measures because it could turn against the original intentions. And I think here the Czech approach was a very rational one. I think it's more than enough.
The Czechs set themselves an ambitious set of priorities ahead of their EU presidency, labelling them the three E's. They were economy, energy and Europe in the world. With Europe facing both an economic and energy crisis in the first few months of the Czech presidency, these priorities seem to have been well chosen. But were they, in the end, well fulfilled? Elza Tolmets is a French political analyst living and working in Prague.
I think it's always difficult for a presidency to fulfill the priorities which have been set in advance. There are always some events coming in between, and you can really it's always very difficult to fulfill all of them. But I think the third E, the Europe in the world, has been fulfilled to some point. Not all the elements which were in it, but for the Czechs, I think the EU-USA summit was quite a success, and also the Eastern Partnership summit. As far as the Western Balkans is concerned, for example, there was less, there was more ambition on the Czech side, and it was perhaps the Czechs did not match what they wanted to match at the EU level. But as far as the first E's are concerned, I think there one can be a bit more critical, and perhaps the Czechs had higher ambitions that they couldn't reach during this presidency.
Political scientist Jiří Pehe, meanwhile, is more damning in his analysis. Here, in a nutshell, is his take on the presidency.
Well, I think that the Czech presidency of the European Union really wasn't a great success. There were several reasons, but we could, of course, analyze those reasons. But I think the biggest problem was the crisis that a country of the size of the Czech Republic could not possibly help to solve and couldn't really direct the rest of Europe efficiently, and then of course the fall of the Czech government in the middle of the Czech presidency, which I think was the last nail in the coffin.
Perhaps one of the things that the Czech Republic's EU presidency will be best remembered for is the toppling of Mirek Topolánek's centre-right cabinet halfway through the country's stint at the helm. This left Mr. Topolánek as a political eunuch with the presidency but no political backing at home, before being eventually succeeded by a caretaker prime minister, Jan Fischer, whose mandate was limited. Those we stopped on the streets of Prague were fairly bitter about the government's untimely demise. Here's how some Czechs on the street summed up the presidency.
Well, I think it wasn't very good, and it seems to me that it confirmed that some of the Eastern European countries are not very reliable on the European level. The problem is that for Czech politicians, the internal fight for power is more important than international European issues.
I think that we were successful. Not with this government thing, we failed, but the whole presidency, I thought it was good for us. It was good to take this chance to have it.
Nejhůř, jak se mohli Češi předvíst, tak se předvedli při tom, když vlastně byla svržena.
The Czechs performed as badly as they possibly could when they brought down the government. They really took things to an extreme. They showed once again that Czechs aren't capable politicians.
Čechy jako v podstatě neschopní politiky.
Well, it certainly cannot be called a great success, can't it? Yeah, it was a good beginning, and we all know how it started. How it ended. So it was pretty bad, and it was ended basically by Paroubek and Klaus in their joint venture.
Former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek called the Czechs' EU presidency a wasted opportunity in his evaluation last week. For new European Affairs Minister Stefan Fülle, however, the last few weeks of the presidency, ahead of a key European summit, weren't so bleak.
Let me put it diplomatically, that we have not won anything by sending the previous government or putting it down and putting in charge a new one during the presidency, that's for sure. I think it is about the credibility of the Czech Republic, but taking into account the commitment of a new government, commitment of the Prime Minister, about the priority to finish the presidency with the flying colors, I think we will succeed.
In its review of the Czech presidency, the Financial Times quoted an unnamed diplomat saying the Czechs' officials were very good, their politicians were catastrophic. Both Pehe and Tolmets agree that the interim Czech government, made up of just such officials, did surprisingly well in the last month of the presidency. Here's Elza Tolmets.
Well, I think what was very important is that the new government was created out of the administrative side. And I think that's how the Czechs could manage to have continuity in their own presidency despite this political crisis. And I think that's was a good point, because it's somehow this administration managed to keep on working on these various dossiers and to manage really quite well, I think, at the end, the presidency. And that's also what other people have said in the European Union, and well, it's everywhere in the press, for example, that the French president, who was quite critical of the Czech presidency, reacted quite positively at the end, so like saying to the Czechs that, well, at least to Mr. Fischer, that he really managed well at the end.
But according to political analyst Ivo Schlossard-Cheek, while the Czech Republic's EU presidency might be remembered for controversial artist David Černý's stereotype-purveying sculpture Entropa and the fall of the government right now, this is not necessarily how it'll be judged in the long term.
We cannot really say now whether the June summit was success or not, from longer perspective, because we don't know whether this Irish package will really work. We don't know whether the Czech initiative with the Eastern Partnership will be remembered at all, or remembered in a positive way, because we don't know whether this Eastern Partnership project will fly. And we don't know whether Czech support, and pretty strong support, for, say, Nabucco project will be remembered, because we don't know whether the Nabucco project will ever realize. So we definitely will be remembered for domestic turmoils and some media fuss around Czech presentations, whether Czech substantial activities will be remembered, and whether they might even overshadow this the negative experience with the fall of the government will depend on the success of those particular projects which Czech Republic, Czech presidency was supporting.
Before their EU presidency, the Czechs promised to make Europe sweeter. Whether the aftertaste of the Czechs' presidency will be sweet or sour will become clearer in the months and years to come.